broadcasting live from the Orlando Orange County Convention Center for HIMSS 17. It's This Just In. Now, here's your host, Justin Barnes.
Thank you very much, Ryan. It's great to be back here. Very excited about my next guest. Microsoft's been a longtime partner, just of mine in general, but Jennifer Byrne, CTO from Microsoft. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. I'm delighted to be here.
And I was actually just singing Microsoft's praises because they've been a significant enabler of my personal success, my company, Greenway Medical, back before we sold it. But we started partnering with Microsoft back in 2002. We would never have built a company like we did without the partnership of how you enable small businesses to grow. And we were on the Microsoft stack up and down, and you allowed us to serve this industry, and better yet, serve our families and serve ourselves. So it was a phenomenal partnership, and I appreciate everything that you guys do.
That's wonderful to hear. Thank you, Justin. We've always relied on partners, and even now more so as a platform company, we mm-hmm. really don't go to market without partners. So that's a great story to hear. Thanks.
No, I'm very grateful and blessed to have been such a strong partner for Microsoft. So looking out from your perspective, what do you see as some of the healthcare trends or health IT trends across the industry today?
You know, the healthcare trends in general, I think, are probably the same as they always have been, right? So if you can engage your patients in a more productive way, if you can empower your care teams to deliver better care, if you can, you know, deliver more operational and clinical readiness, that's a wonderful thing. These are all the big problems that have always existed. The difference now is the kind of technology that we can bring to bear to those problems. That is a fundamental sea change. When we talk about artificial intelligence, mm-hmm. when we talk about bot frameworks, when we talk about big data and analytics, these are not incremental changes in technology, as I'm sure you know. Mm-hmm. They allow us to do something fundamentally different. And so it's really the innovation and the critical mass of innovation, I would argue. So we don't have big gaps in portfolio. We really have enough interlocking capability that we can solve some pretty complex problems.
Oh, that's fantastic. So how are you, and so you kind of take this to the next level, how are you addressing, or would you recommend a health system or a continuum of health address some of those issues and those trends?
You know, lots of smaller pieces of advice, but really it boils down to engaging well. I think the point about critical mass and technology, a lot of times I talk to customers who really aren't asking big questions. I think there's an underlying assumption that the big complex problems actually cannot be solved.
I agree.
And I don't believe that's true anymore. But the only way you figure out whether or not your problem, your opportunity is addressable is to engage with partners, obviously all mm-hmm. the companies here and Microsoft. Bring us those issues. The innovation that we build, the innovation that our partners build, it only gets real in the context of an actual scenario. So, you know, we're hungry to hear the big problems. We're hungry to hear about the hard issues.
Yeah, no, it comes back to the premise of think big.
Yeah.
You know, and that was something that we did when we were building our company. Last one was we thought very big, and we were David against Goliath, but we ended up doing very well because we did think big, and we also put our customer first. And so I think that was a big strategy for us. So what are some of the things that you guys, what are the two or three things that Microsoft is working on that you are real passionate about or just see as game changers out there?
Mm. Well, I think I said it. It's artificial intelligence and all that means. I mean, we can't get away from that. Deep neural networks, the idea that you could use modeling to sort of create a level of independence and agility and decision-making processes is absolutely a game changer, I think, mm-hmm. not only for us, but everyone
totally
in the
agree.
Industry.
Yeah.
Bot frameworks, whether or not it's for patient triage or if it's for medical inquiries or it connects what is otherwise a kind of disconnected care continuum. All of that is incredible, but it's underpinned by all of the advancements in artificial intelligence.
Okay. No, I've heard a lot about it. What are two to three best practices that you recommend or you could share for people to successfully navigate the future of healthcare? What are some of the things you focus on?
Yeah, you know, it's almost a mindset, really. Big companies who've been around for a long time, tend to have a lot of existing investment, and their growth is incremental. But you see, not just in healthcare, in every industry that is now grappling with the potential that technology provides to them, you can either be incremental in your growth, mm-hmm. or you can be exponential in your growth. and little companies, you were a little company, sure. And you experienced some great success, and it was probably because, in part, you didn't have a lot of the baggage. So you had the luxury of doing something different. And we see that happening all the time, even in the healthcare industry and emerging economies around the world, where you see providers doing truly innovative things because they don't know that there is an option not to. Right, and so I would say, one, think exponentially, not incrementally. The other issue for us is that a lot of this technology is in cloud, and cloud has always represented a lot of risk or perceived risk for customers throughout the industry, healthcare in particular, because there's such an emphasis on patient privacy and data privacy. Engage your partners, engage your IT vendors, ask them hard questions about security. Ask them hard questions about how they handle privacy. Ask them hard questions about their compliance. Most of them will give you good and thoughtful answers, not just Microsoft. But don't be afraid to lean in. Don't assume that the risk in cloud is greater than what you have in your current environment. Ask those hard questions, and I think you'll be surprised at the answers you get.
I love it, because I totally agree with you. And a little bit different perspective, but I push care providers to push their vendors, ask their vendors and their suppliers the very hard questions. Align your partner goals or your vendor goals with your goals. So they're successful when you're successful. And if you're not successful, I don't believe they should be successful. I think that, and we're seeing more of that, certainly with value-based care and how healthcare is evolving. One of the companies that I help and I'm on the board of, we go at 100% at risk with our customer. So if when they're successful, we make money. If they're not successful, then we don't make money. And I mean, that can't be in all cases, but it's one of the philosophies, kind of what you said. I mean, you want to ask the hard questions. You want to push your vendors. And I think that that's needed now more than ever in healthcare, just because we're evolving so quickly and we need to have more people aligned. We need more alignment out there. So I love the direction. So now on a personal level, what are you hoping to accomplish out of HIMSS the next couple of days?
You know, I'm here to learn, honestly. I absolutely value all the people I get to meet, these opportunities. I'm very passionate about what we're doing at Microsoft. I'm so excited about the technology. So it's a great conversation to have. It's humbling to be here, right?
It is. I agree.
Everyone is innovating like crazy right now. Yep. So, technologies you saw 6 months ago, 9 months ago, a year ago are fundamentally different. How that changes the underlying landscape for us, what that means for Microsoft as a platform provider, what do I need to provide in terms of underlying capabilities to power the innovation that's happening on this floor and throughout the convention center. So I would be remiss if I said I'm really here to do anything other than to just learn.
Yep. No, we're aligned there. I mean, that's why I attend. My number one goal is to learn, is to, you know, make sure that I'm evolving with the industry, and then also just part of the fabric as we evolve, just as an industry, and that we're part of it. And the collaboration here is unparalleled. I mean, I've been in a lot of different industries across the, even globally, and HIMSS is one of the very best. So you come here, you can learn, and I agree on the aspect of humbling. This is a very humbling career path. It's a very humbling industry. It's a very humbling sector, just because of the innovation, of the advances being made, and also because of the hurdles that we have and the tasks. They're large. And so I agree with pushing and asking the hard questions. And it's very easy to stay humbled.
it really is. And of course, how many industries do you get to spend time in? You've spent time in a lot of industries where you so clearly see your potential for doing something greater than yourself, honestly. I mean, that's very obvious to everyone who's here. But if I spend my time in manufacturing, and I do, or in government or other industry sectors, wonderful outcomes there as well. But there's something so personal about healthcare.
You got it.
So it just matters.
Very true. Jennifer Byrne, CTO, Microsoft, thank you so much for joining us on air today.
Thank you for having me.
You got it. Thank you.